Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Easily and effortlessly.
It is mine. I will receive. Ooh, just have to know. You got to declare it. And you got to open your mind. You got to open your heart. Open mind, open heart means you got to go to the crevices of your mind and deal with stuff you've been hiding from. That's right. I believe I know. An open mind. Woo! Just a little bit of time. If it serves my highest good, it is mine. Okay, I receive. That's right. That's a song. That's an affirmation for you. And if you hear this for the first time, this is Karen Drucker. Imagine listening to this when you wake up in the morning. And you wake up like, oh, I don't want to go to work. Wait! My highest good is mine. Anything I want, I desire. That's right. It's up to you. That's right. Perfect health, perfect peace, joy, creativity, abundance. It is yours. Karen Drucker, Receive Intent. That's the title of that song. Receive Intent. It is mine. That's right. It serves my highest good to express myself and allow myself to embrace the energy of money. And I'm not even insecure about my voice. I'm not insecure about anything because how you do money is how you do your life. So, you know, I'm willing to express. I'm willing to give you some money today, too, if you're nice. Karen Drucker. Her website address is karendrucker.com. We had a double dose of Karen Drucker. The first song we played is Money Is Coming to Me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. For tuning in to LifeConversationsRadio.com. This is where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you are alive. You make a difference because you exist. You are that place where God gets to represent itself. You are that place where God gets to say, oh my God, I look good. Oh my God, I got some more evolving to do. Let me evolve and embrace all of me. Ooh, let me express some more love. Ooh, there's a challenge. Okay, I can handle that. There is nothing I can't handle just because of you. So you make a difference. Every thought you're thinking, everything you're feeling, is creating a change in the world. You make a difference simply because you are. And thank you for tuning in. Because if you don't tune in, you miss out. And when you tune in and get the information, you move. Do something, be something, share something, express something. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. And we're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. And you can find the shows on iTunes. And it's better to subscribe. You just type in Anna Life Conversations, not the radio, just Life Conversations. And you will subscribe to our RSS feed. What's that called again? RSS feed is simple syndication. What's the R for? I can't remember. RSS. Let's keep it simple. You know, who needs to do all of that long interpretation? RSS feed. There you go. Or you can tap into LifeConversationsRadio.com, LifeConversationsRadio.com, and you find all the shows. We welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you for being here. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, new listeners, old listeners. Not in age, but even if you're in age, that means if you're old, that means you're an old soul. If you're afraid to embrace your oldness, then you can embrace your old soulness. Some people want to be young, but they want to be an old soul. Okay, that's a whole different show. We're moving from that. Welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. That's right. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Today's topic, today's theme is the energy of money. Dr. Maria Nimitz is in the house helping us tap in and tune in and recalibrate our consciousness so we can experience the truth, so we can experience our inner desire, so we can experience, manifest our dreams and passion rather than make excuses. It's going to help us knock down some walls or blockages. And this is the month. It's December. Yeah, we all know that. Well, not necessarily, because people may be listening to this show 100 years from now. But right now, this moment, it's December 2012. And the theme for the month is being the light. When you understand the energy of money, you can shine brightly because you know everything is energy. And when you can identify, recognize what's blocking the flow of energy, oh, my God, you shine so bright. You would have to walk around with the sunglasses because, like, ooh, I'm blinding my own self, but I'm loving it. That's right. Being the light is the theme of the month. What is your gift? What are you here to share? What are you here to deliver on this planet? The more you give, the more you share, the more you shine bright. The more you honor that you are the light, even if it feels dark. You get to tap into something deeper, something that transcends your egoic mind. We're getting ready for the show and to bring on Dr. Maria Nimitz. And while we're getting ready to do that, we invite you to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemy, your pet, your cat, your rabbit. You know, just share the show. Everybody needs to listen to this. Even if they're rolling in dough or they're on welfare, it doesn't matter because it's about energies healing us on a deeper level. And the truth is, just in case you're wondering, you don't have an enemy. It's just your inner me reflected back to you. That part of you that you don't like, that you can't stand, that you judge, is reflected back to you through this wonderful soul. And your haters, oh, well, you know, they're just confused cheerleaders. They got the wrong instruction. But we when you keep shining your light, oh, wait, we ain't supposed to be doing this. We're supposed to celebrate you, affirm you, praise you. And then you're not even attached. And everybody's on one accord, and we can all enjoy all of life. Welcome, my universal family. Let's bring on Celeste Morgan. She got something to say. What's that song? Something. Everybody be doing something like they got something to say, but they open their mouth and nothing comes out or something like that. I know Celeste knows that song because she knows everything. But when she opens her mouth, even before she opens her mouth, words of inspiration. Ain't that right, Celeste? How are you doing?
Happy Monday to you, Life Coach Today, and Life Coach Today family. You sound like you're on fire. Keep the singing going on. I have no idea what that song is, but I do have something for you and the listening audience. It'll be called Your Announcements. So,
Go ahead and announce yourself, why don't you?
I am. We need to let people know the exciting things we have going on the network. So I'm going to get right to it. I'm so excited about Dr. Maria coming. Okay. Hello, family. Welcome to the S-Life Coach A Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the S-Life Coach A Day radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find Life Coach A Day right here from Mondays through Wednesdays from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, then you can find him on the archive. You can even download the show, or better yet, subscribe on iTunes. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. If you can't call in, or you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook because you don't want anybody in your business or can't get on the Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month is Being the Light, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. On Tuesday, we have our very own Glenda Springer and Electra Ford and Alan Stronsman for It's Time to Birth the Book in You. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Sofera for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved, appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. My Authentic Lifestyle with More Love is also full of inspiration. Then on Sunday, December 16th at 6 p.m., be sure to join me for my new radio show, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Get ready for a fun way to do me time. Then on Tuesday, December 18th, drum roll please, Ricky Byers-Beckwith will be on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Are you ready for your soul to surrender? You don't want to miss it. We also have a special winter solstice airing of the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show on Friday around 12 p.m. Eastern. Join us to welcome the energy shift of December 21st. With us will be Reverend Rio Kelly, Richard Moss, Bishop Carlton Pearson, Reverend Deborah Johnson, and the list goes on and on. Finally, the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated on WinFin Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And that wraps up your announcements. Now let's welcome back Life Coach A Day.
I fooled you, didn't I? I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Celeste, to the world best co-producer. She's the number one. I don't care about other co-producers out there. Celeste is number one. And that's why Life Conversations Radio is the number one listen to radio show. I'm making that up because I can. Who cares about what people think? Now, I'm making up that we're number one listen to radio show, but you're the best co-producer in the world. I'm not making that up. That's just truth. That's reality. That's what Spirit said, and I say yes. Thank you, my friend. We'll see you around one.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. My guest, Dr. Maria Nemeth. We're talking about the energy of money. Take a holy breath right here. And just breathe in and breathe out. All your anxiety, just breathe them out. And if you don't have anxiety and you're excited about money and you just love giving it, sharing it, receiving it, making it, whatever, circulate it, just breathe it in. So those of you who are doing so well that you're thinking, I don't have issues with money. Well, if you don't, why are you even saying that? It's like saying, I'm not hungry. But anyway, but if you don't have issues with money, just breathe in and breathe out. And support those who are finding, the challenge by this energy of money. Those who are homeless, those who are on child support too, I guess. What's the other thing I'm trying to say? That other thing, EBT. What is it called? It's right there. I can hear it. But anyway, you know what I mean. But wherever we are, let's just all breathe in together and breathe in all of life, the energy of love, the harmonizing energy. And as you breathe in and out, I want you to set the intention that you will catch a new awareness, that you will tap into a new insight today that will shift your life. You take your attention off what is not working, and you focus on the goal. You focus. So everything else that's supporting you, that's blocking you, will come up, and you can say, oh, I need to deal with that. Set the intention to be free, to know who and what you are, to experience life fully. And in the words of Dr. Maria Nemeth, she says, to experience life from a place of clarity. That's the intention. From a place of focus, with ease and grace. Because if we're struggling, then we may really look at what we say we're one with God. We're going to talk more about that. I'm getting ready to read a little something about Dr. Maria Nemeth. And I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, those listening on the phone line, those of you listening on the archive. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Cheryl is in the house. Silent listeners. Monica is in the house. Nazira is in the house. Joyful Tamara Joy is in the house. Delicia is in the house. Rebecca is in the house. The number one best co-producer is in the house. Dr. Maria is in the house. What else do we need to think about or do? Oh, okay. Karen. Oh, Nemeth. Okay, got it. Thank you. See, I got the world best co-producer. Okay, got it. Karen Joker said, I got something to say. Let's get ready to bring on Dr. Maria. But Karen said, I want to just leave people with a little inspiration. Karen Joker just want to take over the show today. My money is like a bunny. It goes forth and multiplies. Let it go. It comes back to me in time. My joy is overflowing. I know God is my source. My money is like a bunny. It goes forth and multiplies. Well, if your money is looking for its GPS, you're listening to the right radio station. You want your money to go forth and multiply. Dr. Maria Nemeth. I think I'm messing her name up. Please forgive me. I'll get her to say, because when I hear through her vibration, then I'll be clear. Celeste's like, you, come on, man, get it right. I try because I know what it's like. I have an unusual name, too. She is a licensed clinical psychologist. However, she much prefers to coach of money and mastering life energy. She's an energy coach. She helps you embrace all of life and recognize that you are energy. And if there's blockage, you need to tune up yourself. She strives to leave people with more than inspiration. It's her viewpoint that people need definite tools they can begin to use immediately to make lasting and positive changes in their lives. Her website address is her name, marianimis.com. I'm more nervous saying her name now, because I do have issues with messing my name up. But anyway, let's move on. Focus on what's working. Release that and let it go. My money's like a bunny. And we're here to activate, wake up the bunny consciousness of your money energy, if it's not. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, I want you to help me welcome my guests, myself, Dr. Maria. I'm going to play safe now. Yoo-hoo! Dr. Maria, welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Oh, listen, it's great to be here. You are so funny. It's just great to be here. Just call me Maria. You know, just call me Maria. And okay. The reason I say that, because when I was a psychologist, so that you can have your goals and dreams without wearing yourself out.
Okay. So that statement right there is loaded. You're very welcome. But I want to hear, I will call you Maria, but I want to hear you say your last name through your vibration. How do you say your last name?
Yes, it's Nemes.
Maria. Oh, Nemes. See, once I hear it, it's simple. Nemes. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Nemes, all that.
That's it. I knew that.
Okay.
I just need to release the block between my thoughts and what is true. Okay, so we're ready. People are lining up to hear what you have to share as you coach us through recognizing that we are money. We are what we're seeking to be, and there are ways in our lives where we are blocked because of the beliefs and the thoughts that we have and unforgiveness and all that other stuff. But I want to ask you this before we jump into the conversation. From your perspective, who are you? Who is Maria Nemes?
Well, I don't know who Maria Nemes is, but I know who Maria Nemes is.
Okay. You said just call you Maria.
Just call me Maria.
Okay. Who is Maria? How about that?
Oh.
Is it hot? Is it me? I think it's kind of hot in here.
Oh, great. I just love it. Listen, all
I'm
going to
write it down. Have it staring at me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, listen, I am someone who 35 years ago made an investment. I loaned someone $35,000 on an unsecured promissory note. Now, what that means is there was nothing to back it up. And I borrowed it from an in-law at 10.5% because the man to whom I gave this money, and I use that word advisedly, gave this money, said that I would earn 32% on my...
To be
exactly.
True, don't...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did I listen?
No.
Absolutely not. I mean, have you ever had, and listeners, listen to me. Have you ever had people tell you not to do something and you do it anyway? You know? You know, what if we discovered that the people in our lives are really, truly our guardian angels?
Right.
So that doesn't mean that you listen to everything someone says to you and do it without thinking, but what if I listened to my friends and relatives and loved ones, colleagues, when they gave me feedback about how I was behaving, how I was acting? But I didn't do that. See, and I lost the money, and I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I ran back to my office. At the time I was seeing people in psychotherapy, and I decided I was going to see as many people as I could to earn back that money, so that I wouldn't feel so ashamed. But I didn't pick up the phone when my friends called. I was just so. But what happens? Tell me, because you know the answer to this. I know you do, and the listeners do too. What happens when you run from your life lessons?
You don't feel your power. You feel disconnected. There's guilt. There's shame, and it keeps showing up in so many ways.
Exactly. So they run after you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't they? I mean, come on. They run after us, nipping at our butt.
Yes.
Some of us have a lot of nip marks all over our butts because of the lessons we've been. We call it cellulite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really all those nip marks. But anyway, here I was running from my life lessons, mm-hmm. professional advice, and you feel all blown up about yourself. And,
uh-huh.
She said, I don't know if you know this, Dr. Nemeth, but in Sacramento over the past 3 months, there have been a lot of people who have been taken by this Ponzi scheme. And she said, I need to know from someone of your stature, just what kind of person gets taken by this scheme? What kind of a person? I mean,
ouch.
What's wrong with them? What kind of diagnosis can you give them? I mean, and of course she was talking about me. Now, at that moment, I decided, I mean, listen, you're asking who I am, I'm telling you. At that moment, I decided to turn and face my dragon, and I started telling her all about that I'd lost this money, and she did try to shut me up. She said, Dr. Nemeth, I am writing all this down. Are you sure you want people to know about it? And I remember saying, she may as well write this because if someone can read my story and not repeat it for themselves, it'll help take some of the sting out of it for me. So she printed my story, and all, my friends and colleagues and relatives, they called me because they all read the story about how I had been taken by the deal. But instead of asking me why I did this, they started talking to me about their relationship with money. And I found that it didn't matter how much or little money people have. There was always this sense of being disempowered. So I decided literally to create some seminars that I had to take. And I invited some friends along with me. And that's how the whole thing began. And I say this because everything I've written, now we have an academy, an internationally known academy, and my faculty and I, we travel around the world training coaches. But it all stems from that initial terrible point. And I think if everyone listening to this would kind of think about it for a second, the things that are the most terrible breakdowns in our lives, the biggest crises, we can use these as a wake-up call. By saying to ourselves, what is it that I wasn't listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, when I was writing out that $35,000 check, just before I was going to sign my name and hand it over to this guy, we were having lunch, I was about to hand it over, I was about to sign it, what do you think my little voice of wisdom was telling me?
Don't do it. No,
exactly.
Don't sign the check.
Exactly. And I didn't listen. So on the path to abundance, listen to your small voice coaching skills and talking to people about their relationship with money.
I'm grateful for that experience that you had. I'm even grateful that you didn't listen to your inner voice because this led to where we are today. So thank you so much. But, I want to start kind of start from the beginning and talk about what it asks you about what the energy of money is. But before we move on, because we're talking about energy and the thing which you said about listening to loved ones and not listen to the inner voice, maybe, I don't know, maybe getting a little bit metaphysical, going into that realm where all is well, that realm where there is no judgment, no good or bad, how do we know when to listen to those on the outside, family members and friends, people who love us, or not to listen to them? Because I think that's part of the challenges that we have. How do we get to that point where we get clear about, okay, this is a time not to listen to them, and this is a time to listen to them?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, the biggest thing is this. When people give us feedback, we can take it in, let it be there for a while, just let it kind of be in our presence for a while, and ask, does this sound right? And, you know, a lot of the times, you know, one of the things I advocate ever so often, as I said, we train coaches and we have courses all over the place for coaches, people who want to become life coaches. One of the things that I say to them is, ask the people who love you, what are the things that worry you the most about me? The things that you've been trying to tell me, maybe for weeks or months or even years.
But let's just kind of come back to the beginning and talk about the energy of money. What is the energy of money?
Well, money is a form of energy. Think of it this way. It's really not highly mystical at all. This morning, for example, there's a man who's a handyman who, even as we speak, is cleaning out my fountain in my backyard for me. Now, I could have cleaned it out myself, but it's kind of cold outside, it's wet, and he's dressed for the occasion, he's great. And what's happening is he's using his energy to clean out my fountain, and then in exchange, I'm going to give him some money, which is a form of energy in itself. So it's like an energy exchange. Energy, the definition of energy, is the ability to get things done in physical reality. So you've got physical energy, which is a way to get things done with your body. And money is a form of energy. Time is a form of energy for us because, you know, you talk about investing money and investing time or wasting money or wasting time. The metaphors are all the same. And what are the two reasons people usually use in life for not going for their goals? And I don't have the time or the money to do it.
Right.
So in that sense, money is energy. It's neither good nor bad. It's neither spiritual nor non-spiritual. It, you know, it's like electricity. You can use electricity in a great way to light up a room, or if you put your finger into an electrical socket, you get a shock.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how are you going to use this energy? Are you going to be conscious about it or not? Does it make sense?
Yes, it does. It does, because that's one of the things I was going to talk about, the whole thing about being financially conscious, because this money, this energy, or energy expressing as money, appears to be so...
why it's a taboo? Because we've always associated our net worth with our personal worth. And so we got the whole thing mixed up. You know, people who are financially successful see money in a different way. Now, I'm going to give you the definition of financial success that I've used with thousands of people. It's financial success is doing what you said you would do consistently with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. I'll say that again. Financial success is doing what you said you would do with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And in along those lines, it doesn't matter how much money you have to be financially successful. What matters is your relationship with this. Because I've worked with people now who are multimillionaires. I've worked with people who have won the lottery but just lost all that money within 5 or 6 years. So the amount of the energy, you know, many people who have lots of money, they worry about it. I remember one woman saying to me, you know, Maria, I have a lot of money. And I said, yeah, I know, Sylvia. And she said, you know, when my daughters call me, I will. They are financially successful. I'm saying this to our listeners because we have this weird view that a lot of money equals financial success, which it doesn't.
Right. Right. So I want to really break that down when you say doing what you said you will do with money, with clarity, focus, and ease and grace. There are people who've been working on themselves. They say, I understand that everything is energy. I recognize I've done my inner work. I really have been in a better place. I know why I'm on this planet. I got my gift. I have a vision for my life. I want to serve people. I want to go out there and really live my passion. But I just can't seem to find, attract the money to do it. If it wasn't for the money, I would be living my purpose. I'll be inspiring people. I'll be touching people's lives. But I just can't find the money. How do I get paid?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. And I'm going to say something that our listeners may not want to hear in a particular way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have had, you know, in my travels and talking with people about money, I have had many people ask me the following question. So I'll be lecturing to a big group, and someone will raise their hand and they say, Dr. Nemeth, tell me, how do I attract money into my life consistently with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace? Give you an example, okay? There was a woman who worked with me many years ago, and she said, you know, Maria, I haven't had a good vacation in 5 years. She said, I just don't have the money. And I said, Sally, why don't you, let's do something. Take this challenge. Let's have you track every penny you spend for the next 30 days. And so she decided she would do it. She didn't want to, but you get a little spiral notebook, and the minute you buy something, you put down the date, what the item is, whether it's cash, how much it is, cash, check, or credit card, and then the final column is, am I leaking money or spending it consciously right now? And leaking it is when it just kind of runs through your fingers. Well, it was really interesting because she called me 10 days later. She said, Maria, this is really weird. I am spending $5 a day, every day, on incidentals. It might be a cappuccino, it might be, but, you know, $5 that I don't need to be spending. She said, $5 a day times 5 working days. No, it was $7 a day. I'm sorry, $7 a day times 5 working days is $35 times 4 weeks is, what is that, $140 a week?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, I'm eating and drinking my vacation away at $7 a pop. So she ended up getting a vacation savings account. She bought these cappuccinos and goodies on Mondays and Thursdays only. And she found herself really enjoying them because they were special now, not just a habit, and have to struggle. I just looked at where I was leaking money rather than spending it, and I saved that money, and here I am. Mm. And so one way to wake up is to see when you're asleep. Especially if you've done inner work on yourself. Okay, so put the inner work aside and now do some outer work. And, you know, that's the first thing. So there are many ways you can wake up. One way, of course, is to create a money goal. We have money vision, but have a goal, such as one woman who worked with me who was just off welfare. She said, you know, I want to have a financial portfolio with $600 in it at the end of the year. She said, I don't even know what a financial portfolio is, but I want to introduce myself and say, because people say, hi, my name is Mary, and I have a financial portfolio, an investment portfolio. But she saved $50 a month. She was cleaning homes at the time. She had to clean an extra house. At the end of a year, she had $600. She put in an investment portfolio. I saw her a month later. She looked like $1 million. She was so excited, she decided to save $100 a month. And at the end of the second year, she had put $1,200 in her own business. She has a sizable investment portfolio, and she's doing great.
I'm looking at your statement, doing what you said you'll do with money, with clarity, focus, and ease. I mean, I feel like I wrote it down, and I'm looking at it, and it's like I'm meditating with it. And I think if listeners could just sit with that and see what comes up. Because for me, when I first heard you say that, when I read it in your book and on your website and other videos I've seen, my first mind went to, when I have the money, being able to do what I said I would do with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. But what I'm actually saying is, not even if I think that I don't have the money, that right now the money that I do have is, when you give the exercise of the tracking one's money, if I say I'm going to do that, do it with clarity, do it with focus, and then I wake up, become eventually conscious. And then that creates the energy for more to see, to just really just simply wake up. I remember hearing one show that you did, and you talked about that 30-day tracking. I mean, I see myself as I don't buy things frivolously, because I had stories that, oh, I don't have the money anyway, so I only buy things that I need. But what just popped up for me here is, I remember when I heard that, I said, oh, I can do that. Do you know I did not finish the exercise using myself here as a guinea pig? I did not finish the exercise. I did not go a month and put it back down. Now I hear it again. It's like, I got to do that. So use myself as an example. How do we, or those who can relate to what I'm saying, how do we get to that place where we'll stay on track? Because sometimes a new habit, for the most part, really, it's hard to develop, and we find ourselves just getting caught up in the groove again. And, oh yeah, I was going to do that exercise, because I believe we have the tools. It's just developing new habits or waking up and not pressing the snooze button. How do we move forward to stay awake when it comes to money?
Well, in the tracking exercise, there are two things. The first is, get some support from your friends. You may form a small group where everyone's doing it for 30 days. Okay. So if you have, you know, 2, 3, or 4 of you, or 5 of you, and you're talking about it, you know, from time to time, with each other, it serves as support. You know, it's the same thing as practicing to run a marathon. I have a girlfriend who says, Maria, you know, I wouldn't get up to exercise for myself, but I don't want to let my team down. So I get up and I join them every morning. It would be the same thing, allowing in the energy of support. The second is that when you see you haven't done it, simply do it. Don't get all psychologized. Don't get all sometimes we get so metaphysical that we end up metaphysling. And, you know, just do it. You know, just notice when you haven't done it and then get back to doing it. Mm. We tend to want to make things so complicated if I were to say, you know, what is the one thing that keeps us from doing things in life, it would be that we tend to form all these reasons and excuses, and we believe our stories about why we haven't done something. Like, I have a block I have to take care of. No, you don't have a block to take care of. Just simply do what you said you would do. And I say this for me as well. If I do what I say I'm going to do with clarity, focus, ease, and grace, I don't experience a block. So clarity is about being clear about what's important to you. And for any of our listeners who are interested, if they want to gain clarity about what's important, they can always go on my website. They can email me, maria@marianemeth.com, and I will send you a copy of something called Life's Intentions Inventory, which I developed about 25 years ago, that has you see what's really important to you. So you become clear about that. Then you focus your attention on what's important. Ease means taking small, sweet steps in the direction of your goal, not biting off more than you can chew, but taking small steps. And grace is about developing the capacity to be grateful right here and right now for what you have. So that's, you know, the problem is that it's too simple. And people are so brilliant. They want to look for all these complicated reasons. Really, it's just too simple. Just do it.
Yeah, I so agree with you on that. It's that whole thing about it being simple. You, in your book and some of the things I've seen, you talk about the monkey mind and how we, you know, want to analyze the monkey mind and do affirmation for the blocks that we want to take care of. But the truth is really, what I'm hearing from you is to not focus on the block we need to take care of, but a door that's right in front of us to walk through. It's like, what did you say you're going to do?
Exactly.
Focus on the door that's there for you to walk through rather than the block that you think is in your way. Because the more we work on the block, the more block we find, the more block
we
create.
You got it. That's
it's overwhelmed. Yes. Yeah, on that we're going to take a break, take a breath and breathe. We're going to take a quick break, and we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. My guest is Maria. Her website address is marianemeth.com. Okay. We're going to take a break, listeners. Feel free to call in, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to do Celestial Moment around 1:30. We want to keep this flow going, but we're going to take a break. And you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a like page, or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, and then there's another menu that says, drop menu that says, Ask Life Coach at a. He knows everything. He's the one. His name is Neil. Okay, stop it. But anyway, fill in the email. I'll be happy to address it. Now, those of you in the chat room, it would help if you just post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page or email it rather than post it in the chat room. But if you do, no, actually, I'm not going to give you that option. I
dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness, Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer. And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Yes, indeed, the Agape Choir reminding us to release, to let go. There's no block to take care of, just a door to walk through. It's time to get conscious, to wake up when it comes to money and not be afraid of it. And release all the taboos. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on the keypad. The Agape Choir, agapelive.com is where you can find out more about them. My guest is Maria. I hope she's the author of The Energy of Money. The Energy of Money, a spiritual guide to financial and personal fulfillment. Now, Maria, let's move to, because we, you know, the flip side, well, not really a flip side, it's sort of how we go about, now that we are awake, the things we can do to stay consistent. I'm thinking of the steps that you share in your book, the look, see, tell the truth, and take authentic action. Can you talk more about that?
Well, it really has to do. They really have to do with just waking up. We've been talking up until now about waking up to where I've been unconscious. But one of the things that we can also wake up to is to see as clearly as possible what goals will warm our heart and nurture our spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that I want to do concretely that may or may not have to do with the energy of money? For example, let's say that one of our listeners says, I have some gifts that I want to give people. You know, I can listen to them, and when I listen to them and I give them my feedback, their lives are enriched. So the question then becomes, okay, how can I best give that gift? Let's look. And so, for example, someone might say, well, you know what? I want to become a massage therapist, or I want to become a general body worker, or I want to become a life coach, or I want to become an interior designer. The question is, as you look, what specific form do you want to, does it want to take? Not just the general, I want to help people, but specifically, in what form do I want to help them? So when you look, you direct your attention toward what it is that's important or meaningful. To see means not only to turn your attention toward it, but see very clearly what it is you want to do. For example, let's say after you look at a contribution you want to make, you see that you want to become a life coach. Now, I'm saying this because, as you know, I'm a life coach, and I'm a trainer of life coaches, and I also have my own coaching practice. And I can talk to you later about what a coach really does. But let's get back to this. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you want to become a life coach. Well, look and see if this is really true. Then you tell the truth. Telling the truth is looking at where am I now? And it could be, let me tell the truth, I see that I am not fully trained to be a life coach. Because, you know, being a life coach is in many ways as powerful as being a psychotherapist with people. And so you want to make sure that you're very well trained. Because you don't want to, number one, you don't want to do anything that would harm people as their coach. And number two, you want to make sure that they get exactly what they've come for. So you tell the truth. What is my training level? All right? I don't have real training to be a coach, for example. I'm not certified. I haven't gone through any school or academy to become certified. Then you take authentic action. Authentic action would be, I'm going to look up various schools that are accredited. And in this case, anyone who'd want to do that, you'd want to look up a school that has been accredited through the International Coach Federation, because then any coaching certification that you get will be internationally recognized. Now, for example, our school, the Academy for Coaching Excellence, of which I am the director, we have an accredited training program. There are other schools out there who have the same, but the point is that you look, see, tell the truth, take authentic action. You sign up for a training program. And see, that's how it works. We don't wait for something to show up. We're proactive. Does this make sense?
It's clear. I mean, it's, you talk about with clarity and focus. It's very clear. There's a focus there, and the ease and grace part of it. Sometimes we make it be a struggle, but it's very clear making the steps. And I know that once we start taking action towards what we say we want, things will start to open up. And then we'll start getting like, oh my God, I'm so glad. You know, action is so important. But I think that's where we miss the manifestation the most. We think if we just meditate or just sit still and visualize it, then it will happen. Or we forget the action part. That is very, very important. It's very clear to me. As I listen to you, as you go through the look, see, tell the truth, and take authentic action, and I think of the conversations that I've had with people, clients and friends, and there are times where people are saying, well, I've looked, I see, I mean, I'm telling the truth, but I want to take authentic action, but I just don't have the money. But there's where I'm working, I don't like my job, I hate it, I'm not excited about it, it's paying my bills, but I just really want to go in a direction where I can earn money that I really enjoy, and that way I can go towards take the authentic action. Or there are others who would say, well, I just don't want to just get any kind of job because I want to go to a place that's where I'm using my gift. What would you say to somebody who's going through that? They're caught up in the conflict of got the job or they're looking for a job, and what they see, they feel is not in alignment with their passion. So there's this confusion of, I really want the money, but this job doesn't speak to who I am.
Well, there would be a couple of things. One thing is this. If someone has a job, I would say to them, if you don't like the job that you're in, there's a couple of things. If you don't like the job that you're in, how can you begin to save money, even if it's very, very slowly, to look around to see what training you need for the kind of work that you do want to get in? You know, for example, there was a fellow that I had coached who was working at one particular job that he really didn't care for. It was in sales, and it was paying his bills. But he actually wanted to get into film production. He ended up using the money that he was earning in sales to put food on the table, while he, at the same time, developed an internship to work for some people in a production company for free so he could learn the craft. At one point, he was doing so well that they hired him, and he could go on to that. And he did, and became a co-producer of some very interesting documentaries. Now, that is using your talent in a way to get the training you need or the experience so that you can go on to the next job. For me, when I was a student at UCLA, I had to put myself through school. Now, I worked as a student assistant. I worked as a teacher's aide. You know, I got all kinds of work that I could get to help finance my education. So the question is, what is it that you want to do? Look to see where you can get training or actually have apprenticeships, you know, or internships. The second thing, though, is even more important than the first in a way. If you have a job that you don't like, bring joy to that job. Bring joy and enjoyment and contribution and delight and cheer to that job. Why? Because if you don't, you're going to bring whatever it is you're trying to get away from, you're going to bring it on to your next job.
Yes.
So the best way to move on to the next level is to learn to appreciate, be grateful, and enjoy where you're at. Because with that enthusiasm and that joy, your heart is at peace so that your brain can begin to think in a more creative way. Does this make sense?
Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does. I mean, you know, it's like me, what I hear is rather than focus on the job and how much you don't like it or hate it or doesn't align with who you say you are, instead of doing that, we can reframe that and say, this job that I'm doing right now is helping me towards my goal. You know, if we're going on a journey, sometimes we'll rather do the journey on a highway, but sometimes you've got to go through those small roads. You've got to go through a small community. You have to slow down 35 miles an hour. But we don't say, I'm not going to take that trip because I really just want to be on a highway. But it's really about thinking from a broader perspective and what is my goal? What is my intention? What am I trying to get to? And looking for ways to make that happen. In your books, and I want to really say to listeners, the book, The Energy of Money, if any of you are having any challenge with money, yeah, that's a joke. Yeah. But if you're having any challenge with money, you listen to the show, I encourage you to pick up this book. I like what you've done, Maria, the whole thing. You put in different parts, and there's 12 principles that people can use. We talk about the hero's purpose, identifying the inner block to progression, clearing the path and staying the course, you know, and you just break it, you know, because what we're doing right now is just really an appetizer. We're just waiting, you know, it's an appetizer, just finger food, because there's so much more. We're getting close to the, before we let you go, I want to talk about the clearing the path, because sometimes we catch a new awareness and we sort of superimpose, if you will, on the belief system and energies of stories on the past, and we don't clear that. Can we talk about the relationship between forgiveness and money?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that question, because one of the things, first of all, Ade, I want to acknowledge you for having done your research so that the questions you're asking me allow me to speak to the issues that are really important. So thank you for doing such a thorough job. It's a joy to be speaking with you. Regarding the forgiveness, I wrote a whole chapter about it in the Energy of Money book, and I'm actually writing a whole book on forgiveness now. Forgiveness consists of letting go of, dismantling or letting go of the stories we have about other people and how they've gotten in our way. When we forgive people, we don't necessarily forget what they've done, but we give up permission to use it for anything, to use it as an excuse. I remember in one of my courses a while ago, there were two brothers, and one said, you know, I have a difficulty with money. No, they weren't brothers. I'm sorry. They two men anyway, but and they were friends. I have difficulty with money, and the reason I have difficulty with money is because we never talked about it when I was a child. And so my parents never taught me to deal with money. And his friend said, you know, this is so weird. I have difficulty with money, and my story is because my parents always talked about it, and I felt badgered and bullied, and they both started laughing, because you and I will create the most wonderfully creative reasons and excuses for not simply going ahead and doing what we said to do with money consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace, so that when you forgive someone, you give up permission forever to use the story about what they have or haven't done as a reason for your lack of action. And so forgiveness in that way takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of heart, because we are, as I said, forbidding ourselves to use these stories. I remember one woman saying, but wait a second, Maria, if I actually let go of all my stories about my mom and forgive her, what are my sisters and I going to talk about when we get together for dinner?
That's funny. That is funny. I just had a, you know, forgiveness. I mean, we talk about it on the show as an importance of that, and I like the fact that you connect it to money, because sometimes we don't think it's connected to money, and once we make that connection, I think it may speed people up to start forgiving, because like, well, I understand I got to forgive, but it's not always easy. But maybe if they think, well, if you don't forgive, it can affect your money, they'll be like, okay, who do I need to forgive? And like you said, it's like allowing ourselves to create a space where we can learn something different, a new way of being. When you talk about you and your sister, what you're going to talk about, That's the joy of life. Like, are we willing to let go of the past so we can discover something new, something exciting, something we don't even know what it's going to be, but we create the space for that. I just had this thought come to me, and there might be people listening who can identify with this, but this is a conversation I've had with people over the period of a long, just different people. I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine recently. And what about people who are doing what they say they would do with money? The, you know, money seems to be coming. They're trying to manage it, but now they are taking a big step and creating something amazing, something big, and they really want money fast because this project requires a lot of money. It's in alignment with their goals, their money goals, and everything they're doing, but they're in this place where they really need money fast. Is there a fast tool to create money fast?
Well, you know, you can always buy a printing press.
Okay.
And create money.
I know that's
fast,
right.
You know.
Fast to somewhere else. Or don't tell anybody. That's a good
really,
one.
The question, you know, really, the answer is this. Am I willing to do my homework? Am I willing to do my research? So if I have an idea that requires a lot of money, am I willing to flesh it out? You know, there are so many free organizations that will give you advice on your business plan for free. I think there's a group, I think they're still running, called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, or there are other things similar, and they are comprised of retired business people who can help you put a business plan together. You put a business plan together, then you talk with people about investing, you know, or venture capital. And then you start talking the way people who are financially successful talk. You look for investors, you look for venture capital, you look for startup money, you look for grants. But you do your research in an orderly, step-by-step way, and you quote, create money. It doesn't ever fall on your lap. And, you know, the whole reason that I started this whole thing 30 years ago is because I wanted to create money quickly. I wanted to have 32%. Return on my investment. That was that Ponzi scheme. It got me into trouble. It was unrealistic. So if I want to become a business person, if I want to become financially successful, I have to do what people who have made millions of dollars do and follow what they did in terms of business plans, talking with people who could help them and consult with them even for free, because, as I said, we do have some federal programs and Chamber of Commerce programs. Doing that kind of research, that's how people who make money did it. There's no shortcut. You know, the money fairy is not going to come and bless us with money. And if it did, we may end up like many of those lottery winners who win hundreds of millions of dollars and
yes,
5 years later have nothing to show for it. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, it does. You are speaking the truth. People can relate to that. I mean, and sometimes, I don't know, but I think, you know, winning all that money and then be broke again or not have any, I don't even want to visualize it. But anyway, I take it as an experience that they choose for their soul development and growth.
No, it's not an experience. Please, it's not an experience that we choose. It's just being asleep. Please, it's just being asleep. That's why we need to wake up. We need to wake up.
Yes. Let's talk about waking up in the context of this holiday season where people are buying things. They said, what was it, Black Friday, people spend up to $59 billion, and we're saying we don't have money, there's a recession. How do we take this idea, this waking up approach to money? What would you suggest we do when people are buying gifts and traveling and if whatever they need to do to have a joyous Christmas from a place of awakeness?
The thing you can do is this, at the risk of sounding very self-serving, which it does. Mm-hmm. However, I have written an article on creating the holiday of your dreams, the holiday season of your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished it, and I've sent it off to the people who circulate it in my social network kind of stuff. However, if anyone listening wants a copy, I will send it to them personally. It's a wonderful what to do. It's like 3 pages long to bring clarity, focus, ease, and grace to your holidays. And all they have to do is, email me, maria@marianemeth.com. I promise either I or someone else will send it out to them today.
Okay. Got that.
Okay, is that fair enough?
Also, yeah, indeed. I mean, you're giving a lot of information, and if people want to wake up and stay awake, they have the resources and develop new habits. Does the article also cover areas where some people are saying, it's not that I'm worried about how I want to spend my money, I only have $10 to my name? Does that cover it? Or if it does, it does, because some people are petrified. They get themselves all worked up and worried that they don't have the money, and they're feeling depressed already, and they're already planning that Christmas is going to be really bad because they don't have any money. But how to move through that from a place of being awake? Yeah, it makes a difference.
I absolutely promise you this will help, because it's not about the presents that we buy. It's about our presence during the holidays, creating experiences that we cherish. People don't cherish necessarily the gifts they got. They cherish the experiences. And research has pointed that out. So if they email me at maria@marianemeth.com, I promise I'll send you this article.
Great, great, great. And you talked about an organization called SCORE. Listeners who are, those of you who are listening, if you're interested, the website address is score.org. That's SCORE.org. You can find out some information on that. Maria, before we let you go, I've so enjoyed you, and I am going to be following up with you. I'm going to be following up with you because, I just sensed something here, and I'm saying yes to it. What do you want to share with our listeners? Anything that I haven't asked you, maybe what your upcoming workshop or whatever else you're doing, or anything else that you want to share with our listeners before
just get in touch with me if you want either this article on the holidays or the Life's Intentions inventory at maria@marianemeth.com. But the thing I want to leave you with is this. Consider the possibility that your wealth really resides in the relationships you have, and that in the experiences that you can create, especially around the holiday season. When you feel poor inside, seek to contribute, and not necessarily contribute money. Seek to contribute to community programs in terms of serving holiday meals to folks who don't have any money. Seek to really be generous with yourself. Turn the focus of your attention away from yourself and put it on being generous with who you are over the holidays. I promise you, but if you do this on January 2nd, you will wake up with fabulous memories of this holiday season. It's all within you.
I just want to thank you for the compassion you bring to this sensitive topic, money, and just how you bring it, how you deliver the love, the listening that you bring to it. I'm so appreciative of you. Thank you, Maria. Thank you so much.
Oh, listen, this has been a pleasure. You just, today, this interview with you has just made my day. So please, you do well. You are great. And I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk to you again on a one-to-one level. I want to find out more about your work because I can feel know that it can help me. And I also want to bring you back again in the new year. So definitely, we're going to continue the conversation.
You, thank you,
and
sir.
Give my love to your assistant. What's her name, Celeste? Is it Valerie? No, not Valerie.
Rita? Beth Ann? Rita is my partner. Beth Ann is my best friend.
Rita and, both of them. Give our love to them. Thank you.
Will.
And we want to thank them for standing with you, holding you, helping you do what you do and what they do. We're eternally grateful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Life is good. It's getting better. The energy of money. Where are you? Are you awake? Don't press the snooze button. Don't you dare press the snooze button. But, if you want to press the snooze button, go right ahead. But it's better to just say, okay, I'm awake. If you want some coffee, go get some coffee. Maria. No, I'm just gonna trust myself. Nimi. Okay, leave it alone. I got my monkey mind, and she talks about that too. But we didn't have time to get into all of that. But you got to get the book. But my mind is all playing games. But I really, really encourage you, if you're having any challenges, money, or read the book. Just read the book. It's The Energy of Money, A Spiritual Guide to Financial and Personal Fulfillment. And embrace the idea that money is energy and it's neutral. It's not good or bad. The whole BS, that's right, the BS about money is the root of all evils. Go sit down somewhere. Listen to the show again. We're going to take a break. I am full. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have these conversations with great minds, people who care about humanity, who are not afraid to share their story. And listeners, I thank you for listening, being willing to do something different and grow and expand. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Celestial Moment. And thank you, because we are co-creating right now. There's so much going on this planet. There's so much going on. So I want to leave you with this before I take a break, and then we'll come back, because this is one thing I'll take with me. Rather than focus on the block to take care of, I say walk through the door that is right in front of you. And when you walk through that door, oh, my God, you will fall in love with yourself in a whole new way, and you say, wow, God is good, and God will say to you, yes, you are good when you do what you need to do. It's all about the energy of money. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
I love that. Life is calling. How far will you go? Your life is calling you. Say yes to life. so you can move through life with clarity, with focus, with ease and grace. And you can have the money that you desire, that you need to provide security for yourself, for your family members, stability, to care, to give, to become a beneficial presence to this beautiful planet of ours. We delayed celestial moment, so we're going to do that now. Whoa. All right, Celeste, I hope you're ready, because right now, it's your turn. Hey, Celeste, how are you? Celeste, where are you? You're very quiet. Oh, you're talking to me? What? You're not ready? Oh, okay. Well, it's time to do Celestial Moment, woman. Let's try you one more time. Pay attention.
You know what? Don't even try it. I'm going to talk to you.
Some people are just attached. I'm good. I when you've eaten something so nourishing, mm-hmm. and you haven't, it's not like you've overdone it, the itis is not kicking in, you're just sitting down being grateful for the food, and yeah. the digestion is happening, and you're just like, life is great. That's where I'm at.
Well, that's some powerful soul food that you both experienced. I mean, just being able to show up as Dr. Nemeth is, you did great on that. Show up as she is and then have that conversation with you. I mean, it was powerful. I mean, I enjoyed it. I know the listening audience was enjoying it as well. But I need to say that the person that was working with us from Maria's H, make sure I say this right, from the Academy for Coaching Excellence, was Michelle Vesely. I hope I'm saying her name right. She was angel making this happen. Mm-hmm. So I just really want to make sure that she gets her props.
Yes, thank you for that correction. Yes. And next time I just bring you on to say it, because that's usually what you take care of. So sometimes I'm like trying to find the email. I was like, who is it? But yes, grateful. I am grateful. Well, let me move out your way so you can do whatever you need to say and whatever you need to share. Mm-hmm. And as we get ready to release the show.
Okay. Oh, I have to share something with you, so don't go away too quick. You know, we're moving into, I'm in numbers heaven this week. This is the last time that we'll have, numbers going in repetition, like 12, 12, 12 on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And the energy for the week building into that just flows really naturally for how you take care of yourself, preparing for this connection and these alignments, because it's a powerful time. So I just wanted to let you know that the celestial moments for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to get you ready for ascension and connecting with this powerful energy we're stepping into.
I know that's right.
All right, so I'm going to get to it now. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. Electra, Tamara Joy, if I'm missing anybody, much love to you, and thank you so much for being with us today. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and I trust that you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. This week, we are going to experience big changes in preparation for the alignment of 12-12-12. And the energy of the day is getting us ready for the journey. It equals 9. 9 is the end of a cycle. 9 is the Hermit in tarot, which speaks of being a way shower. The Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo, the Virgin, which is really about being whole, all unto yourself. The answers live inside of you. The Hermit gets still to listen deeply to the inner voice and shows us through his actions what he gleaned on his path. We are often reminded on this show to go within or go without. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I, and words like imagination, intuition, and introspection connect us to the magical power of 9. The 9th card in the medicine cards is the butterfly. And that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Butterfly that flutters in the morning light. You have known many forms,
before you ever took flight. Butterfly medicine is of the air, and the air is of the mind. We are reminded to focus on our thinking as we prepare for our next level. The stages of development from the caterpillar to the butterfly also teach us about our human development and the inevitability of change. Butterfly medicine teaches us how to astutely observe our station in life. Whether we feel like we're crawling or flying, we understand that all we are experiencing is leading us toward the light. Acceptance is our friend, and gratitude for all the places we've been and the things we've seen. The lessons, challenges, and good times led us all here. So if you look around and you don't like your surroundings, use butterfly medicine to set a new course today. Butterfly can give us clarity to our mental processes. The heart of the matter is this: embrace where you are and don't be afraid to make revisions. You'll find your right station and become the magnet for abundance to find you. Use the contrast in your life to propel you for your flight. All is well. And that's the story of nine told to our friend the butterfly of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you for all you do behind the scenes and locking it down. Thank you for who you are, Celeste. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. I am all you have ever need. You are who you ever need. Here's a little something I want to share with you, and we'll come back and release the show. It's a story of a man who wants to make money doing what is love, what he loves, and trying to be successful, but just dealing through some challenges. And he's asking Abraham some questions. Here's something for you to listen to. We'll be right back.
Realistically, do you think that working with that, focusing with that, do you think that takes years? Do you think that takes years? You guys have been doing this for 15 years? Do you think that would take years? I've been doing this for 2 years. I have two people that help me now. And it's, you know what I mean?
We think that it takes hours.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
We think that when you line up, we sometimes think it takes years to align. We sometimes think it takes years to accept that you're worthy. We sometimes think it takes years to accept that it's possible. But once, that's what this man meant.
Right. Say that phrase again.
The hard part is knowing that it is easy. The hard part is coming to know that it is easy. Once you accept that it is easy, then it is easy. So you say things to yourself like, there have been plenty of people who have allowed the well-being to flow without struggle, and I want to be one of those. There have been plenty of people who have stood where I've stood, where it seemed impossible, and the next time they turned around, there it was. You hear people say all the time, if I'd known it had been this good, I'd have come here sooner. What makes allowing abundance difficult is awareness of not enough abundance. You can't have it both ways. You cannot focus upon the absence of money and let money in. It cannot be. You can't practice the rhythm of hard work in your mind and have your work be easier. You have to practice the rhythm of ease. You have to practice the rhythm of abundance. You have to start finding moments that feel like you think you want to feel and savoring them. There have been many books written about this. They say, think as though I am and I will be. And we would augment that by saying, feel as if I want to feel. And then everything that will make me feel that way will come into alignment. But I cannot fake the feeling. I have to find the feeling. So what you're saying is, Abraham, I don't have the feeling. Can you give me the feeling? And we say, well, we've got the feeling, and we know that success is yours, and we know that we will have a conversation one day not so long away from now with you, and you will say, now I get it. And if you can then resist the temptation of saying, and why did it take me so long to get it, you'll hold it.
Right.
So count your blessings. Mm. Acknowledge what's working. Keep looking for evidence of it coming. Distract yourself from thoughts that feel uncomfortable when you think them. Bask more, play more, soothe yourself more. practice feeling good more. Try to feel worthy of what you are receiving. Look for things that feel good by making lists of positive aspects. Dream your business into being by imagining it. Sit sometimes with a blank slate and pretend a great big placemat would be in order. And pretend that there is nothing right now that you are obligated to in terms of friends, in terms of finances, in terms of business, in terms of personal relationships. In other words, stand or sit pretending that you are a blank slate. And then say, Universe, you know me. What do you know that I want? What have you heard me asking for over all of this time? Abraham says that you've been collecting the pieces of my rockets of desires and that you now hold a clear consensus of who I am and what I want. Would you spell it out to me here and now and I'll write down what I hear you say? What do I want relative to dollars? And then just sit and write what is inspired. We will give it to you as we read it from your vibration. I want all of the money that I can ever think of using as fast as I can think of using it. I want dollars to flow in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in a fantastically comfortable rhythm. What do I want relative to friends? Plenty of connected people that are nice to be with. What do I want relative to business? Something that stimulates me, always makes me want more, and is easy to accomplish, and is life-giving to me and others. What do I want relative to love? Another who is growing outrageously and fast like me, who leaves me alone to my own desires. In other words, just let what flows through you be written on the page, and then say, so be it. So be it. Now, did you feel how we left out everything that is? Because in that pure space, you are writing as you now want it to be. And that's the thing that if we could zap you with something, we would zap you with. We can't, and we really don't want to because we know we don't need to. You'll find it on your own. But the thing that we would most like to impart to you is that right now you're fresh and new because the universe is responding to your vibration now. The universe doesn't care where you have been. The universe doesn't care why you want what you want. The universe isn't holding you to any past allowance or creation. The universe is responding purely to the desire that you have right now. And if the desire that you have right now were pure and unencumbered by all of your excuses about why you're not where you want to be, your vibration would be pure and the universe would yield to you easily, and it would not take years or weeks or days. It would be instant manifestation. You would walk out this door and everything that you want would be yours. You would pick up the telephone and someone would tell you that you had won the lottery, or you would answer your mail and in it would be all of the abundance that you would ever want. There is nothing holding you apart from what you want and deserve other than your tenacious holding to what is. So when we talk about the power of your now, what we are wanting, you don't walk up to your radio and say, hey, I heard a song in you this morning. I want to hear it again. I know you're in there. Spit it out. I heard it. I know you're in there. Because you know that this is not a container. This is a transmitting and receiving mechanism. You know that it will play that song when it's in alignment with that song. And so you are the same way. You are fresh and new under the universe right now. You don't have to justify anything. All you have to do is purely desire and not be in the way of what you desire. Just set your signal purely. But you got to practice the purity of that signal. That's what this workshop is all about. Mm-hmm. It's practicing the purity of the signal. But you know, when you're tuning your radio, you know when you're on the signal. You can hear the static, and you can hear when it comes through clear. There's no question about when you're aligned and when you're off a little bit, and your emotions are that same sort of tuner. In other words, you can feel the joy of alignment and the concern of misalignment. You can feel the anger that speaks to misalignment and the happiness that speaks to alignment. And so all you got to do is start guiding your thoughts based upon the way they feel rather than guiding your thoughts based upon somebody else's idea about what's a good thought or what's not a good thought. Because the only thing that is important to you is that you line up with your desire. And when you are lined up with your desire, it feels fantastic.
It does. Even in imagination, it feels fantastic.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And yes. And when you, how do you line up with your desire? Is doing what you said you'll do with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. That's Abraham. Sharing another perspective on success. To find out more about Abraham, go to abrahamhicks.com, Abraham-Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.com. To find out more about Abraham, Esther, and Jerry, and all the work they're doing over there. It's almost time to release the show. Yes, indeed. We have the power to create what we desire, and we got to walk in the direction of what we want. It's up to you. And for those of you who are interested in publishing a book, or you know there's a book inside of you, you don't know how to do it, well, tomorrow's show is for you. And even if you're not thinking about writing a book, but, you know, you never know. You don't know what you know sometimes. Tomorrow we have Glenda Springer. I was going to say something else. It didn't sound like Glenda Springer, author of Soul Songs from an Urban Messenger. And our own Glenda. And also we have Electra, who is in the chat room, or was in the chat room, as Virtual Office Center. And Alan Strandsman, they'll be joining us tomorrow, about how to publish an expert book, like in a matter of days, 30 days. Well, I don't know if that's what he says. Some don't make promises, things I don't know. But anyway, Alan, they'll all be here tomorrow talking about promoting yourself, marketing yourself, using softwares and the internet to do what you want to do. The answer is already here. All you got to do is say yes. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. Why not? And allow the love to flow in and out of you. Be loved. Allow yourself to be loved in a whole new way. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. It's nice to see you, Chinue. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. All the others that I've mentioned and those that I can't see, those of you listening to the archive, thank you for being here. I will see you tomorrow for another episode of Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. This is Charles Holt. The song is Tapping. To find out more about Charles, his website address is Charles Holt Productions. Charles Holt, HOLT Productions.com. I'm out of here. Pay attention to what's tapping inside of you. Peace and blessings.
Do you just want me to sing again? Children who see
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.